This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Were you dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have four or five appreciation days a month.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I'm going to bring something up to you.
This is crazy.
Can you do me a favor?
Anything but money, baby. I got it.
And this is not just me. There have been two people who've brought it up.
Oh, this? And you look serious.
It's crossover related. People have noticed.
Okay.
Like, at least this is one of those things. Like, you want Melvin.
I interrupt.
You want Melvin. No, you, well, yeah. But you want Melvin to, you know, call people out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, but I was honest. I said, I'm afraid of Willard. At least I'm honest. You have been kissing his rear end for weeks now at a time, and you have started to relish some of his antagonism toward me.
OMG.
This is not me.
Just get out the way. Okay, because when it comes to butt kissing, Dibs does yours first. Every time, Steiny, great point. Dibs don't know it hurts me, but I'm like, gosh, Dibs. But that's how it starts. Now, Willard asked me to officiate his wedding. I like the guy. I don't agree with everything he says, vice versa. But never once do I kiss his butt. So now, who told you that?
People inside the building.
You're a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm scared. What are you scared of?
Proper respect. I have the proper respect.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't. Willard, you know I don't. He knows I don't.
No, he knows you do.
This has
Call
something.
It like you please.
Dude, Shay Shay, that don't hit the same anymore. I wonder why. But this goes to what the boss said. Why do you call him Will? Just like they called my dad John in the Navy. So I rebuke the notion that I kiss his butt. What the heck, Jay-Z? Why would I kiss his butt?
Like somebody's starting to think he might be kissing Willard's butt.
Evan,
the
hell is John? Evan, come on. Come on. That's ludicrous.
He was great this weekend.
Well, shout out Luda. I'll give you two. But come on. People disagreeing with you, Donnie.
I see nobody.
You're the one that just... And then this is what you do. Shout
what's
out
that? What's that?
You're so insecure that the only way you can marinate with those two guys is to get mad at me after we had a great show. That is so Pee Wee Herman-ish.
No.
Dude, and I watch you change.
I haven't done that
because
for a
you're
year.
Uncomfortable when they come in the room.
Yeah, I'd rather not do the crossover.
But don't put it at my doorstep.
I will.
You're selling us short. They listen. They know we're bonding.
I will, because you...
And then when they walk in, all I got is I can be mad at Goo and angry. And
say, you know
it
what?
It changes how I look at you, man.
You know what? I know what's going on here. You've been getting some texts from Squirt, haven't you?
No.
Squirt, Relaford?
No.
The trucker?
Kane, that's Kane. No, Steiny, it's just keep it real, man. Be who you are.
No, I'll be whoever
I want. You should be embarrassed that you got, I'm scared of anybody. Well, it ain't going to hit you. I think there's something intellectual that intimidates you about Willard. So I'll say that, and then we can move on. Evan. Hey, Lucas, real quick, I mean this. Be quiet.
God, here we go.
When is the fantasy draft? Do you have a date? No, seriously, every night I think of it.
Still waiting on timing.
Okay.
There may be some on-air components to all of this, or maybe we'll stream the draft. We're looking at Wednesday, September 3rd.
Let's go. Stani is back, baby. Football.
We're also looking at payment.
Yep. I paid early last year. Lucas's annual Vegas trip.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Why do we have to pay if we're friends and we trust each other? You collect it when it's over.
Niner Gang 4 saying, yep, Guru glazes Willard.
What? They're doing that for you.
Steiny, you're so correct. After the crossover, somebody clean up Guru's extra slobber.
You need
the guy.
You need
asked
to find
me,
a different word.
Yeah, that
wait,
was tacky.
What?
Yeah, I hope
the one you just
this,
used.
Yeah.
Slobber?
No.
Dude, stop, because it's nothing.
What was the word?
Dibs gives you a compliment.
Tell me the
watch
word.
How it starts today. Hey, Steiny.
Hey, text line, what's the
Dibs,
word?
I love you.
What's the word these guys are talking about that I shouldn't have said?
All of them.
Dude, you went like four consecutively. Like, come on, man.
I didn't swear.
You almost did. Estimated eyes. Don't listen to him, Goo. I know what I am and who I am.
Let's,
we're going to talk football.
No, but there's something else I wanted to. Oh, no, I can't remember. It was something that related. God.
Let's go to paying first for fantasy. That really bothers me.
What does?
Can't do it.
Then Lucas gets all this money and he could go invest it.
Okay.
And then
so
he has months to pay it back. Luke, I love you. It ain't you personally. Why can't I be the treasurer?
You can.
No.
Do you want to be?
I know who I am. I don't want to be.
No, seriously. If you want to be the treasurer, we can pay you. You can hold our money.
Dudes be like, where are the payouts, Goo? Anyway, what do you got? You're over there flustered.
Yeah. Do I look flustered?
Well, you just cussed about five times.
Apparently, it's the word glaze.
Oh, Willard just texted. Willard just texted us. Hold on. You and me both, Donnie. And it reads, we get you on pins and needles.
Oh, yeah.
He just put the ear emoji. He's listed.
So what?
That's Evan. Come on, let's get to it.
Get to what?
Our next subject.
I was going to throw you a curveball.
Oh, all right. I'm ready. I can hit now.
Cannot be that guy.
Steiny, they got to come in.
Hey, you see what Nate McMillan said?
No, seriously, I didn't. I've been in the SIP.
Do you know who Nate McMillan's working for?
I want to say the Blazers.
Nope. Lakers.
Okay, Lakers.
Yeah. You hear what Nate McMillan said?
Did Luka's going to be MVP?
Oh, no, better. At least as far as this show goes.
Not LeBron.
No, better.
Oh, as far as this.
It's well, better.
His name is LeBron.
Bronny related.
Yes, sir.
What? And why are you clapping?
Because we've got another member of the Lakers rotation, Bronny James. Nate McMillan says it's possible Bronny James could be part of the Lakers rotation this year.
I'll take that bet now.
Hey, goodbye.
Well,
pro's pro.
Listen, if you want some good reading, go to The Athletic and read the great piece by Marcus Thompson on Ken Lacup and his departure from the Warriors and nepotism.
Wait, on who?
On Ken Lacup.
Kent.
No, Kent Lacup. Yeah. Help me out. I wish Bronny James would take a page out of Kent Lacup.
But not Kirk's.
No, I'm talking about Kent.
Okay, so
who
Kent does it right, Kirk does it wrong.
No, I wish Bronny would have said, Dad, I want to play on a different team. I don't want to be under your shadow. I know you got me here. So shout out to Kent Lacup and the piece in The Athletic. I wish Bronny would take a page out of that book.
Come on,
Steiny. He's not being in the road. Did we miss?
No, you know more than Redick and
Nate
McMillan.
Well, he's LeBron. Yeah.
The one thing I will say was, wasn't about Bronny. It was about, shoot, you said something that Kent Lakeup. Oh, yes. Even though I'm not a real host, let me explain what Guru's talking about. Nahegian hates when we do stuff. And he's like, "What? You need to tell people why you're talking about something."
Look at you.
Kent Lakeup is Joe Lakeup's son. He's 3 years younger than Kirk Lakeup, I believe. And Kirk Lakeup is a member of the Warriors front office. And Kent Lakeup, his younger brother, had been a member of the Warriors for 10 years as director of team development. So Joe Lakeup had two sons working for him. And recently, Kent, the younger son, told his dad,
"Wow,
I'm out." And Joe said, "What do you mean?" And Kent said, "I'm out. I'm quitting. I'm gone.
I'm not going to stay in the league. He's out.
I'm not working here anymore."
Yep.
Interesting.
It is.
And it was a story about nepotism.
No, and it was a powerful story. They talked about his daughter, Kirk, and, you know, Kent getting married here, Stani, soon, and just wanting his own path. And he understands that that's out there. I never thought about how, I don't want to say cloak and dagger of people being, you know, in a situation where all of us feel like we would love to, you know, do that with our children. But for him not to want to go make his own mark in life, I thought it was kind of powerful. Like, Kent felt like it was a burden of people looking at him knowing how he got to where he got in the league through what his dad had accomplished.
Yeah. Sounds like he wants to get out from his dad's shadow.
Yeah.
And he wants to go do something on his own.
Yeah.
Good, not basketball related. Yeah.
And the daughter, she's into movies, so she chose not to go that route as Kirk did.
Yeah.
And it was a great read.
Real quick, you think Bronny should have done
what Kent did. Just take a page out of...
Well, then he wouldn't have got drafted.
No. Just, you know what, Dad? I want another team to draft me. Because he has to know you're only in the league because your daddy's the king.
So,
and that's okay.
I got you.
But come on.
So you're
don't sell me on you clapping and Nate McMillan, the audacity. Oh, he's going to be on the road. That I'll bet.
Yeah. So in other words,
not hating on the kid.
Of course not. Oh my God. But it does sound like you're hating on Kirk Lakeup, and I get that.
I'm hating on Bron.
Well,
living out his dreams through his son, man.
Well, then
he's not.
So you feel the same way about Joe Lakeup?
No, Kirk Lakeup also was going to do some different ventures and decided.
Didn't.
No, Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no, yeah.
He's, no, he's still there.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. So in other words, Daddy Lakeup got Kirk Lakeup into the NBA.
Okay.
And now Kirk Lakeup is still working for the Warriors as Joe's son. Joe got him into the league like LeBron got Bronny into the league. So why aren't you hating on Joe Lakeup for getting Kirk into the league?
Oh, my gosh. I envy Joe Lakeup. First, let's just keep it real from what he did, leaving his business and dropping out of college and thinking, starting up his own, you know, his own venture and bubble to the point to where he said, you know what, I'm going to build a, I'm going to be a owner, take that heat at the Chris Mullin retirement ceremony and build a dynasty. And I love Kirk for saying, I'm not going to let nepotism.
Well, he did.
No, I'm not going to let it not have me follow my dad's footsteps. So there's power in both ways.
Okay.
Power for Kent saying, you know what? I want to go find my calling. I don't want to be up under you, Pops. I love you.
Okay.
And then the flip side is Kirk.
Well, let's talk about Joe Lakeup. You don't think there's any similarity between what Joe Lakeup's done and what LeBron did with Bronny?
I don't find...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I got to be careful here, Stani. I told you, corporate and pro sports in those spots, they're different. And maybe that's because I worked in corporate. Nobody cares. There's no brawny in corporate. People know if you're the boss's son or daughter, you got major action, and you don't got corporate people in Europe, overseas, busting their tail, you know, putting their life on pause, rolling the dice that they'll get that call to be on a, you know, a pro team's bench. But when you get Bronny James drafted, who we saw at USC was not ready, onto the Lakers, into a game, you know how many guys are busting their, you know what, to get that jersey and that opportunity? That's why it reeks. I don't like the comparison. Corporate nepotism,
all right,
and the in sports nepotism. Hey, this is my son. Same. You're on the Lakers.
I'm sorry. I do not find any difference, any, between me coming out of college. Hey, Steiny, what do you want to do for your life? You know what I'd love to do? I would love to work for an NBA front office. Okay. Well, try to pay your dues and get to work for an NBA team's front office. Okay. And I start plugging away somewhere to do that. Meanwhile, there's Kirk Lacob, who gets to work at his dad's office. And I look at it as I'm the guy whose job he took. I am, because I was trying to pay my dues and have been working 10, 15 years to try to get into the league. And now I can't do it because he's got his son doing the job.
Does it matter that Kirk Lacob owns his team as LeBron is just a player and had enough juice to get his son on the team?
I mean, to me, you can make that distinction. But I just look at it, two guys with a ton of power.
Yeah, no doubt. And a ton of power that they took chances, rolled the dice, and it came their way. But I'll say this, to the corporate nepotism. And Austin and San Jose saying, I work in corporate goo. Nepotism is nepotism. To me, there is no overseas in the corporate world. You could go get a different job at a Fortune 500 company if somehow you lost out because the owner over here hired his son. In the NBA and pro sports, these spots, Steiny, are so sacred. Come on, man. You know what I'm...
A front office corporate job is every bit as sacred to people.
But there's so many of them.
I don't necessarily
like
think
a
that's
pro
true.
Getting a jersey and coming in and playing on opening night so LeBron could live out his fantasy and he's the king. I ain't mad at Bron. It's so different, man.
I just disagree. I think nepotism is nepotism. And LeBron did it and Joe Lacob did it. And the distinction to me is marginal enough that it's the same principle. Now, I will say this. The one thing that the Lacobs are willing to do is address it. Like, that's the one thing that I respect about the Lacobs,
right,
is that
you.
Kirk Lacob, you know, it's like Kirk Lacob essentially said what Steve Kerr said the other day about Curry. It's no secret why I'm still coaching the Warriors, because I've got a relationship with Steph Curry.
And I love that.
I'm not
that,
under
man.
Any illusion that I would still be here if Steph weren't a part of the Warriors.
I love that.
So good for Kirk Lacob to say, well, of course I've had advantages, and I know people say what they say, and so the way I use that input is to try to work harder than everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, like, All that is fair.
And I wish, and I know we're not talking about nepotism with Melvin, but transparency, I wish Melvin would take on some of that to just say, you know what, Steiny, Goo, I've been stinking. And I know, Steiny, you're like, it ain't going to change anything, but I think it would play different, just like, man, he's owning it. He is owning it. But to, you know, keep saying I'd had a million, you know, meetings and we just don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. If Bob Melvin doesn't believe he's doing a bad job, should he say he's doing a bad job?
Well, you know what? If the latter is all I have to go on is I don't have the answer, then I would say lie and play the game like you're taking that, you're taking one for the team. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at on that. I mean, Steiny, you got to play the game, man. And right now, you got every Giant fan. It feels like the ones that weren't, I know some that were not in the camp of getting rid of him or thinking about new, you know, a new skipper, they're coming around because he's not changing and taking ownership, I don't believe.
Okay. Like, I love talking about this. Yeah. What should he change? You know, the guy's been managing probably, what, 20, 15, 20 years overall? Like, I get the Giants, like things have to change for the Giants. But I don't think a manager can change. You hired Melvin for his attributes that you
Posey didn't hire him, he kept him. Gave him, okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Buster Posey is responsible for Bob Melvin.
Yes, no doubt.
So the things you liked about Bob Melvin are obviously the reason why you hired him. So if you're asking him to change, you're asking him to, A, be somebody who he's not, and B, be a person who is different from the one you initially liked in the first place.
Well, I'll say this to that. The goal of the job is to be successful. And the Giants, a year and a half in, under Melvin, are not successful. So we need to have a conversation. I believe Posey and Melvin, and Posey could be like, this is a lost cause. Nothing's going to change. And then at that point, you know, we wish you good luck. Thank you for your services. And I got to go find somebody that can get these guys to be the best version of themselves.
Well, I would just say that this is where I do think you got to be careful.
Okay.
And this is where I think Posey – I think it's the reason why Posey might not fire Melvin. And it's, I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors. Over 10 years, Rick Adelman, PJ Carlissimo, Dave Cowens, Eric Musselman, Mike Montgomery, Keith Smart. Like, they changed coaches 8 times and the teams, like, never got better.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I'm looking at it right now is, okay, it's been 4 years of 500 baseball, and now you're poised, apparently, to fire Bob Melvin after 2 years. So we've been 500 for 4 straight years, and now we're going to fire our second coach who went 500 with, like, I...
But you're missing one big caveat, Steiny.
Tell me.
Unlike the other 4 of years of the 5... I went and got you Rafael Devers, and I went and got you Willy Adames. So you have more talent than those other 4
well,
years.
You know what?
And we're getting the same, if not worse,
where I
results.
That's where I may challenge a little bit. Like, Michael Conforto hit 20 homers last
All
year.
Right.
I'm just saying. You know, like, they have had, you know, they've I guess what I look at it is they've been 500 forever. Okay, go ahead and fire Bob Melvin. I'm not convinced that this is any more than a 500
so you,
team.
Yeah, okay. So
that's
you
all
don't,
I'm
yeah,
saying.
No, in the estimated eyes, this is a weird conversation, but I'll tell you this, Steiny. You don't feel like the Giants are underachieving. I want to speak for Willard and Dibs, but I asked both of them yesterday, and I believe, well, I got to be careful about Dibs, but I thought I both got a go-ahead on this team is underachieving.
What are they right now? 68 and 70?
2 games under.
Okay. Yeah, okay, they're underachieving. They should be 2 games above. See, I don't think it should be any more than that.
Wow.
They're not good enough to be two games above. I don't think. 888. Yeah. Oh, we got to go. What is it? 9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, we didn't talk about Jennings, did we? We'll do that on the other side. Hey, we got a big. That segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.